You're listening to the Ask Patricia Show podcast.
Welcome back to another show. I'm your host, Patricia Benjamin.
I'm your co-presenter, Danielle Drama.
All right. Well, listen, I'm so glad that we're here today for another Ask Patricia Show. Loving September, Danielle, all about success.
Well, precisely. I mean, obviously, we are now sort of halfway through September, and I just think, you know, we should be concentrating on all the matters of success. So we thought, well, success September has a lovely ring to it, so why not?
It does. But I think what's really great is getting us to question what success actually is, because everybody's going to be different. Everyone's got their own definition of success. Have you managed to come up with one?
Well, like you said, because everyone has their own definitions, it really depends what they think the success really will mean for them. For me, I mean, it's just about making sure I'm doing something of worth and I'm happy and I'm actually making a difference. I mean, not just in work life, but my entire life. So, because it is career that we're speaking about month, I think I don't just want to, you know, live to work. I want to work to live.
Not at all. But the thing is, lots of people do. Yeah. They do live to work, you know. I mean, that might be okay if you're in your true vocation, you know, if you're an Oprah, you know, or you're Donald Trump, because your work is your vocation.
Yeah.
You're making money, you're financially free, you're pursuing your goals. But I think if you're like an everyday Joe, so to speak, and you're just working to pay bills, I think something's gone awry there.
Something's gone a little bit askew there. It's true. I mean, and I think a lot of people just think that's what they should be doing. You know, just working, just, you know, just doing the average 9 to 5, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. However, if that's not where you want to be, let's try and change that then, shall we? Let's find a place you want to be in.
Yeah, exactly. And then we could say we're being successful in life. I mean, what was great, the first show we had on success with Jo Miller, I learned quite a few lessons from her, because she would say, like, particularly with promotion and women, that we're quite slow to ask for promotion. But the vast majority of those who have been promoted, they actually asked for it.
Yeah.
The people aren't just going to see how great you are and think, oh, let me give you a promotion.
Yeah.
You know, you actually have to open your mouth and be very proactive.
And make them see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's true. I mean, I really liked what Jo said as well. She was very she was very particular in what she was saying, and you just think, why haven't I thought of that before? They seem very obvious.
It seems
obvious
very
solutions.
Exactly.
And you just think, oh goodness, I've been wasting so much time. But I could have been off doing this. You know, so all the Jo Millers out there, you know, obviously doing you know, amazing things and being very successful in their own vocations, and I think that's really positive, and I'm certainly still learning from that. You know, even in our previous show, we spoke with Tiffany Montgomery, wasn't it?
Oh my goodness, Tiffany, something else.
She was like a fire starter. Honestly, she was fantastic. She was amazing. You know, there was so much passion behind her story, and you know, she'd come from a background where she was told, well, you know, you're too stupid
to be successful. You'll never come to anything. You know, and then her first book, self-published, what did she do? Like $25,000 or dollars
in one month.
Some people don't earn that in a year, never mind. You get that from your first book. In one month.
And for her, that's still not enough. She's still going strong. She's like, you know what? That's really not a lot. I can earn a lot more than this. And that is the type of attitude that she has towards her own success. It's like, well, I've reached here. Where's next?
Yeah, precisely.
It's not just stopping for that and thinking, well, you know, this is what I get. This is what I'll just be happy with. Actually, this is great, but I can do better. And I really liked the way she sort of was so acute with things. So,
oh my
like,
gosh, she was on
I'm going to be so determined. This is what I'm going to do. If no one's going to do the book for me, I'll self-publish it myself. I'll do it myself. You know, I'll be an author. That's not a problem. And then she's still doing it. She's Essence Magazine's
number one bestseller. And that's like amazing. But what that says to me, and I hope it's saying to our listeners, that don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. In fact, one of the best revenge is to do what people tell you you can't do, and not only to do it, but to do it well.
Exactly.
So, you know, listeners, I'm really hoping that this whole month of September you're being inspired, you know, to aspire and to be more and to do more. Well, I wonder who we've got on today.
Could you please tell us who we do have on today, please, Patricia?
As if I didn't know. All right, but we've got Kevin J. Donaldson, and he's a business coach, he's an author and a speaker. But what really attracted me to him, Danielle, is his book, The 10 Secrets of the New Rich. Don't we all need to know what that's about?
Yeah, and if they're called the 10 Secrets
yes.
of the New Super Rich, let's hope by the end of today, mm-hmm. they won't all be secrets.
Not anymore.
We'd like to know a bit more about what he's saying. So
exactly.
Looking forward to it.
Exactly, me too. So as you've heard, it's Kevin J. Donaldson up with us very shortly, hopefully to tell us what are the secrets of the new rich. One of my favourites there, the lovely Diana Ross, who says, I'm coming out, I want the world to know. Well, that's what we're doing here on the Arts Patricia Show, helping you to come out and be successful and live the life you were created to do. Well, as I promised before the break, I've got with us author of the best-selling book, The 10 Secrets of the New Rich. He's a businessman, coach, author and speaker and founder of Real Wealth Solutions. Let me welcome Kevin J. Donaldson. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Patricia. And good day, London, and everybody listening from around the world.
Hi there, Kevin. You're on as well with Danielle Drama, co-presenter today. How are you doing?
Great, Diana. Great.
I'm glad. We're really excited to speak with you today about, you know, your six principles. I just had a little bit of a gander at your six principles of living a successful life. I mean, could you just tell us a little bit about them, if you don't mind, Kevin?
Sure. Well, first off, just a little bit about my story.
Yes, of course, please.
I have spent the first 32 years of my life struggling, okay? I'm 37 now, and now I've devoted the rest of my life to helping other people overcome the adversities so that they could be successful in every area of life.
Fantastic.
And actually live the abundance that God has set out for us.
Amazing.
Okay, so that's first. And what it is that, you know, I have many years' experience as a nurse. About 16 years experience as a nurse working in so many different areas of nursing. And I really have learned to live through listening to my patients who were on their dying bed.
Wow.
Tell me about their lives.
Really?
Tell me about some of their regrets.
Yes.
And some of the missed opportunities.
My goodness.
And that really gave me a perspective on how to live.
Yeah, I can imagine. Let me just ask you that, Kevin. I find that very fascinating because, you know, when we're faced with our own mortality, you know, looking at approaching perhaps, you know, the other side, perhaps you do look back in a deeper way at this thing we call life and what we've done with it. Did you find there was a theme to the type of regrets that people expressed?
Definitely. There were two major things. Number one, people expressed that I didn't love enough.
Okay.
You know, okay. I didn't love enough, and that's under the umbrella of I didn't give enough time to the people that I love.
Okay.
In fact, they maybe thought, you know, I spent too much time at work trying to get ahead and not enough time building relationships, and they regretted that.
Wow.
I would say the second biggest thing is they regretted not going for opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had the opportunity to open up that bakery, but my fears just crippled me and I did nothing. And therefore, I struggled and now there's no more time because it's over.
My goodness.
So missed opportunities and relationships were the two biggest themes.
Yes, yeah. I don't know whether you've had Les Brown ever tell the story, you know, saying how rich a lot of the graveyards are because they're full of dreams that were never lived.
That's absolutely right.
Mm.
And I mean, I think, you know, we have two choices at every moment in time.
Yes.
We either can choose fear or we can choose faith.
Yes.
But you can't have both.
Mm.
And I mean, I think that, you know, if we realize that, hey, Jesus came and died for us, right? So all of our burdens, we can cast them on the Christ within, and we can go free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to me, that's very empowering. And I mean, I guess the problem is that a lot of people don't really seek God first. Hey, God, before I go venture into this direction, can I have some guidance? Can you tell me, is this the right thing? What should I do? Most people don't do that. Most people follow their ego and make decisions. And then when they're caught in the consequences of the decisions, then they're wondering, well, where is God? How come God isn't helping me out of this? And that's one way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the best.
Right, yes. I find that very interesting when you bring, obviously, the Christ element to it. Because I do find, on the whole, when it comes to money and business matters, Christians don't necessarily take that on board. We don't really embrace that. It's almost as though we're working for a heavenly reward, and anything to do with money, it's a little too carnal, it's too fleshly. And I believe, Kevin, that we're missing a big trick here.
You know, I totally agree with you there as well.
Mm, mm.
And I think, you know what, I think it's the institution of religion.
Right.
I think that is what have tainted the wrong picture.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You know, things like sayings like, it is better to give than to receive. That is a way to end up in the poorhouse.
Yeah.
That is a, mm-hmm. a recipe for disaster.
So
no,
true.
You have to, in everything in life, there has to be a balance. You
right.
cannot give 100% and get nothing back in.
Yes.
Then you're going to be depleted.
Yes.
You need to have a very well-balanced approach to everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to... I mean, religion is great,
right.
but you need to take what's good and mm. what's useful.
Yes.
I think there needs to be, I'm a very practical person, and
right.
to be honest with you, I struggled in the church
right.
in my early years because
right.
I was forced to go to church, and I didn't really understand.
Yes.
I'm sitting as a little kid, like, what am I here for? So in my mind, mm. I thought that the pastor or preacher
yes.
was the middleman to God.
Okay.
And I mean... It was only on when I went to college, and
yes.
and I expressed that to a friend,
yes.
and they told me, no,
mm.
you have a direct connection to the Creator. You,
right.
you don't need a middleman.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'll tell you,
yes.
that was in the year of 1999 when my son was born 15 years ago.
Right.
And my that's when I started living, because I said, okay, everything I was taught that didn't make sense to me, I
yes.
threw it out into the sea of forgetfulness.
Oh, wow.
And I said, God... You have to teach me now.
Mm.
I want direct teaching from you. And that's where I started doing one of the most important things I want everyone to know,
yes.
meditating.
Wow.
You see,
yes.
I mean, we can pray,
mm.
and we'll definitely get to the book, but I think
yes.
people need to understand this
yes.
before they can read any book
mm.
or go
mm.
into any church or anything.
Yes.
But, I mean, the important thing is that... When we pray, we're talking to God.
Right.
But
yeah.
when we meditate, we're listening.
Mm.
Now, I'll give you the analogy.
Yes.
You have a car GPS.
Yes.
To me, prayer is the equivalent of putting in the address.
Right.
And that's great.
Okay.
But guess what? That doesn't do anything.
Mm.
Right? You then have to press go.
Right.
And even when you press go,
yes.
that still doesn't do anything. You now have to listen.
Right.
But even once you listen to the instructions, that's still not enough. You
mm.
have to do what? You have to follow it.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I think if we're talking about success, people need to meditate more and get the guidance that God has already given. But
right.
because we live such busy lives,
mm.
we're missing all of God's guidance. But the hopeful thing is this, that no matter where you go in that GPS, even if you don't follow the GPS,
yes.
right?
Yes.
It's going to redirect you. And that's
mm.
what God does. God
yeah.
redirects us. We just have to stop and listen. And one of the simplest ways, because I know a lot of times, you know, you listen to people talk and you listen to successful people and you're just like, well, that sounds great, but how do I get started?
Absolutely.
Well, it's simple. I'm
yeah.
going to simplify it.
Yes.
All we need to do is take a moment and say, dear God, I have 5 minutes. Okay. Of course, we have 5 minutes a day for God, right? I have five
yes.
minutes.
Yes.
I just want you to pour into me.
Yes.
I'm going to shut my mouth.
Yes.
And for 5 minutes, it's just you and the Lord.
Yeah.
That's it.
And just listen. Just listen. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something there, Kevin. I know Danielle's got a question for you, but I just want to ask you this quick. I mean, I've been in the church over 40 years of my life, and I'm probably similar to a lot of people. And I really want you, if you can just think of one myth that we need to debunk, because it has been a journey for me, you know, to come along and change my mind, to know that God wants me to go for it and to do it with all my heart. Because, you know, look at when Jesus gave out the talents, or he told the story of the parable of the talents, and the person he was most upset with was the one who hid it, who didn't do anything with it. So we know that there's meant to be a harvest from our lives. There's meant to be a result from what we do. And so there's lots of people, I feel, that were the way that I used to be. And we're not really firing from all guns and all cylinders here in this world, because we're kind of thinking it's all going to be wonderful over there. And we sing songs, when I get over there. And we're not making a big impact in the world where we are right now. What myth can we debunk if it's just one?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that the institution of religion, the institution of church, has created a dependency.
Right.
right? Mm-hmm, just like I was lost too,
yes.
I thought that I had to be dependent. And when I am in that frame of mind, I am lost. There is no prosperity. There is struggle. It's hard for God to work through you. I mean, when you don't know that you're powerful.
Right.
So I would support any church or religion that empowers you.
Yes.
In fact, when I coach people, I tell them, listen, you're going to think this is weird, but you got one shot with me. Mm. I'm giving you my all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see you again. I do not want to create any dependencies.
Right.
And so I will empower people, and based on what I give them, they wouldn't need to come back again. You can come back and speak as friends, but not you're going to pay me. I mean, some people get counseling for 20 years,
right.
And I think that's a problem. Anything mm-hmm. that creates dependency is
right.
a problem.
Yes.
I'll tell you one thing that people need to realize is that the God who rose Jesus from the dead lives within us.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Romans.
Mm-hmm.
Lives within us.
Right.
So, I mean, we need to step into that power.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, I really, really love what you're saying, and I do tend to agree with that as well. But what would you say to those that think, you know, probably listening to this now and thinking, well, you know, I'm not really down with this God stuff and this Jesus business. So, you know, can I still be successful without thinking that God has to work through me to do that? Because, I mean, as a Christian, we think, well, you know, God uses all situations, you know, for his own glory, whether you realize it or not. But what about that person that is thinking, I'm really not interested in this sort of religious business, but, you know, I still want to be successful on my own. How do you relate to that person, and how would you then guide them in the way of trying to be successful?
Oh, that's I love that question. I love it. And so for that, I'll tell you, one of the things that I've done really, 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 really well and I'm proud of is I've spread a lot of love through Twitter. In fact, that's where I met Patricia.
You gotta love the Twitterverse.
Spread so much love through Twitter, and I will give you a story about a woman, a Muslim woman who lived in Libya at the time when Gaddafi was alive.
Gosh.
And she, on Twitter, she said to me, how can, you know, you talk about all this love and all of this positivity, but how can we focus on positivity when there's this man that's killing people and these wrong things happening in the world? How can we be happy about anything?
And so
this is perfect, right? So if you don't like the church or Christianity or whatever,
mm-hmm.
The simplest form of success is founded in love.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So my message to her was that, you know, love has to start somewhere, you know,
mm-hmm.
and guess what? If it starts with you, then it can go out, but it has to start somewhere.
Yes.
And I think that think about in terms of value too, right?
Yes.
So here in the States, probably the same thing in London and other places, we look at the salaries of teachers and we look at the salaries of, let's say, basketball players or football players.
Yes, yes.
And we're like, oh my gosh, there's a huge disparity. One is making chump change and the other is making millions.
I know.
Why is that?
Yes.
Well, listen, success leaves clues, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
you are going to get paid based on the value you bring to the marketplace.
So,
Jim Rohn taught
us
that,
so true.
Right?
Yes, he did.
So you're going to get paid based on value. So a teacher may have 30 students, right? And she's teaching all day. That's impacting 30 lives.
So
a basketball player is adding value to millions and hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah.
And so therefore they're getting paid accordingly. So what we need to do is we need to start with love,
mm-hmm.
and we need to serve others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, those two things, those two things will lead to prosperity, regardless of your religion, whether you're an atheist, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Love and service is the way to prosperity,
because
you're going to be adding value to people's lives.
Wow, that's so, so powerful there. If that was all you said, Kevin, you would be worth your weight. That's fantastic. Listen, we've got a tiny break coming up, and then we must talk about your book, Kevin.
Absolutely.
Fabulous.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far.
Oh, yeah.
See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you there. Huh? See, everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been
those girls. Go get it, Mary, Mary. And we're here to help you on That's Patricia's Show to get your blessing, but also to give you the nuts and bolts how to be successful. So our guest today, Kevin J. Donaldson, business coach, author, speaker, and, you know, he's a best-selling author of the book, 10 Secrets to the New Rich. Now, Kevin, you really must tell us what these secrets are.
Well, I'll tell you, you mentioned the six principles, and I think that referred to a blog post I have on my website.
Yeah.
But those six principles really, really, really guides us into what people can expect from the book. So
right.
I'll tell you, one of the things, the principle number one, mm-hmm. okay, hope everybody have their pencil and paper.
We do.
Principle get ready.
Principle number one,
yes.
You have to have a positive mindset.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
If you look, remember, success leaves clues.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at most of the successful people in the world, they have a positive mindset.
They do.
And that's going to lead to greater ideas. That's going to lead to just an attraction of greater blessings and collaborations.
Okay.
So positive mindset is key. Now, I'll tell you, principle number three is accept your fears.
Uh-huh.
So,
yes.
I mean, a lot of times people look at me like, oh, wow, everything's perfect with you.
Mm,
you know,
mm.
I mean, you're just lucky like that or whatever they say. But that's not the case. I have to remind people I'm a real person.
Yeah.
I go through all the emotions that every other human being goes through.
Right.
It's just how I react to it.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you know what you know, then you are not going to be moved by different circumstances. No, you
okay.
realize, hey, there's a storm. Okay,
wow.
fine.
Yes.
Well, I have to get through the storm, and I'm thinking through the storm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking about being in the storm, so to speak.
Right.
So we have to accept our fears and realize that, you know what? We will fall.
Okay.
Falling or challenges
mm-hmm.
is okay. In fact, based on my experience,
right.
I get excited when things don't go right.
Okay.
I get excited when challenges come because
yes.
I know I'm about to elevate.
Oh, wow.
Once I get over this,
yes.
I will elevate. And
mm.
that is a secret of the new rich. The,
mm.
the rich understands that, hey, I must take calculated risks.
Okay.
But if it doesn't work, then that's okay.
Oh,
it's
wow.
not a loss, it's a lesson.
Okay.
And therefore I can grow from it.
Mm, amazing.
So the other thing is you have to kind of have a goal, right?
Okay.
I think one of the reasons why people aren't successful is because they have ideas in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just ideas. That's
oh,
not
right.
a goal. And so once you
yes.
know what you want, you have to write it down.
Okay.
You have to write it down. And I think we need to spend time thinking. Mm-hmm. We live such busy lives that people don't think anymore.
Right.
They're just going and going.
Right.
The new rich definitely takes time to stop and think.
Okay.
Because when you do that, you will be able to strategize and come up with a plan mm-hmm. of how to achieve your goals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
And the other thing is, you have to, once you have that goal, you have to stick to your game. You know, you
right.
have to stick to it.
Yes.
You see, a lot of times what happens is we have an idea, we want to achieve a certain goal,
mm-hmm.
and we're going for it.
Yes.
You know, we don't
yes.
really think about it much, but
right.
we're just going and going and we're doing.
Right.
And then we fall, and then we give up.
Okay.
Right?
Yes,
so,
that's true.
So I have a saying that, you know, in life you don't get what you want, but you'll always get what you're committed to. Because
okay.
being
yeah.
committed
yes.
means yeah. that you don't stop until you get it. Right? And
yes,
so
yes, yes.
just wanting something, oh, the first sign of danger,
right.
you know, you'll just be like, well, I don't want it anymore.
Right.
No,
yeah.
You need to be committed. Like, if things are important to you, you will commit to them. And also, if things are important to you, a good thing to do is to schedule it.
All right.
You know, you have to schedule it. Like, if you're married and your marriage is important to you,
yes.
you better schedule some time in for your
yeah.
mate, right?
That's so true.
Because if you don't do that, you're yeah. not going to have a marriage.
Not for long. Not for long.
Not for long, right?
No, not at all. But can I ask you a question there, Kevin?
Sure.
You know, you were saying about, you know, sticking to your game.
Right.
What about if you're playing the wrong game and you may need to think, you know, actually, I'm sort of square pegging a round hole. I mean, you need to be able to differentiate between if the storm is going on too long, if you've been on it for like 10 years, you know what I mean? Or if you're in the wrong game, maybe you might need to stop playing that game.
You know, absolutely. And that's where thinking comes in.
Right.
You know,
okay.
A good practice is before you go to sleep at night.
Yes.
Kind of write down, well, what do I want to accomplish tomorrow?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So
mm-hmm.
if you write down, boom, 10 things you want to accomplish, and you say to yourself, and this is some Jedi tricks, you know, Star Wars. You say to yourself,
yeah.
self,
yeah.
I need to accomplish these 10 things tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and I am going to. I want dreams and
oh,
and,
wow.
and ideas.
I like that.
That is going to allow me
yes.
to follow through on these things.
Okay.
And I will tell you,
mm-hmm.
you will go to sleep and you will wake up with ideas like you've never seen.
I love that.
So then
yeah.
you're supercharged,
mm-hmm.
you're focused, you just have to execute. Now, at the end of your day, before you do your projection for the next day, you have some time to reflect.
Mm.
Okay, what worked today?
Right.
What
yes.
worked based on what I wanted to do? What was I able to do? What worked? What didn't work? What would I do better? See,
okay.
that's all a part of thinking and reflecting.
Right.
And if you do that enough, what will happen is things will become very clear. And of course, if we're following God's guidance,
yes.
right?
Yes.
I mean, that makes it That puts that entire process on steroids, makes it even better.
On steroids. I really love what you said there, Kevin, and especially about, you know, the reflecting. Once you actually say to yourself, right, this is what I want, and I want to make this happen. How can I do that? You know, and prepare yourself for, you know, 8 hours of, you know, amazing dreams. I think that's great, because then it seems like you get yourself into a pattern that you then become used to.
Mm.
So then it's not difficult for you to think, okay, you know, should I continue doing this? But you're giving yourself time to think in a positive way. So, you know, what did work for me and what didn't work?
That's
and then
right,
sort
that's
of
right.
eliminating
exactly.
all the stuff that is not going to work for you
yes.
and going forward with the things, you know, do you know what? This is helping me. This is really beneficial to me. I've got to carry on. I've got to keep this train going.
Yeah.
And I really love that, because like you said, you just think, you know, if you do have to stop your game that you have been playing that
Precisely.
Hasn't been working for 10
yeah.
or so years,
yes.
you got to switch your game plan, right?
Exactly.
And the way of reflecting and then, you know, sort of eliminating the different things that are not working will really help set a new plan in motion
mm-hmm.
without sort of too much stress. And I think I really like that it's a very simple thing to do. Do it before you
it
go to bed.
It does sound very simple.
Yeah.
It's almost
do what
too
you want.
Simple, Kevin.
Listen, everything, I mean, simple is good.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to keep, I think the problem is with, that I suffered with, that I overcame, is that you want to be successful, but you're trying to fit a pie of pizza in your mouth at the same time. And then you get so discouraged that you can't figure it out, that just do nothing. And that is the problem with people. So I say this, start with one slice of the pie and don't even put that whole thing in your mouth, because that's going to be a problem. But just one little bite.
Yeah.
And if you keep doing that, see, success, Jeffrey Combs have this quote, success is not what you do, it's what you do daily. So my thing is, start small. You don't have to, you know, conquer Rome in a day.
Yes.
Start small.
Yes.
And that little discipline, like a lot of times people struggle with, well, I know I'm supposed to save, but how can I save? Save a penny a day. One penny, or, you know, I mean, $1.
Just save something.
Euro.
Yeah.
You know,
make
save. And see, sometimes people think, well, saving a euro a day wouldn't matter. No, it does.
Yeah,
because
when you
have 2 euros, it's better than having zero. You know what I mean? And those two, believe it or not, will start attracting more. You know, but you have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much. And I love what you're sharing today, Kevin, because the main thing that I found is that they're so doable. They're not like so complicated I can't get my head around it. They're things that I can take away and use them straight away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
and in the book, what happens is that I give so many different stories of people who just, there's no way they should have made it.
Really?
And they made it.
Wow.
You know,
brilliant.
So it's people that everyone can relate to.
I like that.
And I'm showing you how to overcome. So, in fact, some of the reviews talk about the fact that you almost forget that this is a business book. Because, I mean, I think story, if you really think about it, the art of presentation, stories is what impacts people's lives.
So true.
Not data and facts.
You're
and I
so
think
right.
that's where other books, financial books, business books, that's where other books fell short.
Mm-hmm.
They're so packed with just data dumping that people really, well, I'm not in the business field, so how can I wrap my arms around all this data?
Exactly.
You know, so I tried to be a little bit different in being inspirational.
Yeah, well, you have been very inspirational, particularly with us today. Now, for those listening and loving everything that you're sharing, where can they, first of all, get your book, and where can they find out more about you, Kevin?
So, thank you so much. I have a website, 10secretsofthenewrich.com.
Right.
They can also get the book on Amazon.
Right.
Just by Googling, just by in the search menu typing in 10 Secrets of the New Rich or my name, Kevin J. Donaldson, and it will definitely pop up. It's for worldwide distribution via the Kindle version, and also there's the print version as well.
Right.
And for me, they can go to my website, kevinjdonaldson.com.
Okay.
And the most active social media presence, I'm on Twitter.
I knew he was going to say that, Kevin. You're on Twitter, aren't you?
I mean, if you really want to interact and be inspired, just look at my Twitter feed and you'd be so filled with inspiration. And at Kevin J. Donaldson.
Fabulous. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us on today's Ask Patricia show. You've been an education, and I know our listeners are going to love it too. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Hopefully we'll have you on again sometime soon, Kevin.
Yes, please, yeah.
Anytime.
All right.
Thank you.
All right,
take care.
Bye-bye. Well, we love speaking to Kevin J. Donaldson there. Make sure you get his book. I can't wait to delve into it. Daniel, another great show as well. Jam-packed as usual.
I know. I mean, you've got to love that guy, right?
I know. So much to say. But the thing was so great. They were so simple.
So simple.
Do you know what I mean?
Like you said, simple is good. There's nothing bad with simple at all. And
exactly.
I just think, you know, if we can do something for ourselves that isn't going to seem unachievable, then why not?
I know.
He's obviously doing something right.
Yeah, and we need to do the same. So listen, guys, I'm going straight to the blog to talk about the lessons that I've learned. So find us there, askpatricia2000.wordpress.com.
And guys, you know, you can always interact with us online, also at Twitter and the Twitterverse. You're going to find Patricia at Ask Patricia. You're going to also find her at Ask Patricia 2000. So just, you know, tune in. just hit us up. You know, you're going to find me as well jumping around there at DL Drama, of course. So, guys, we would love to hear from you, okay?
And that's all there is from us today. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
It's never easy, so don't give me that excuse. It was never meant to be. You're scared of losing, so you'd rather hide the truth. But it's so obvious to me. Never breaks. When stuff is going down, you